You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alper. So first thing first, as always, we want to thank all of you who are subscribed to our channels on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and wherever else you can subscribe to podcasts. This is also to encourage those of you who are not to please do so, because what better than a reminder that there's a new episode of the This Is Stockton podcast automatically sent to you on the first and third Thursdays of the month. So do it. It'll be awesome. And please review us. Just do it. Review us, rate us, be nice. Come on. Yeah, exactly. If you have anything negative to say, take that somewhere else.
Even if you have to put, Wes and Amy simply asked me to put something nice, so I'm writing this, period.
Yeah, Done. We'd love that. Yes. Yeah. We'll take it. And this is also a friendly reminder to, you know, when you're out and about and you're sharing photos of beautiful Stockton on your social media channels, please hashtag visit Stockton so we can share those. And check out our events calendar if you're looking for things to do at visitstockton.org. There
you go. Well, speaking of things to do, so I'm excited about today's episode because we just went through 10 days of gluttony, and it was obscene. Ate lots of food. Restaurant week was highly successful, and we want to thank everybody who went out and dined. But now it's time to get out and do stuff. And what better way to do stuff than to explore your own backyard in Stockton? So today we are going to talk about what are considered the top 10 attractions in Stockton. So we did not make up this list, and that's where we want to start from. We want to let everybody know that we just actually leaned on our friends over at TripAdvisor, the world's largest travel site, over 1 billion reviews there, right? So what I like about the way this list is curated is it is from visitors, but it could be locals too, but it's not our opinion because we have lots of favorites, and we're just going to rail through this list and just talk about little tidbits of the top 10 and hope you'll get out there and explore and support them. So,
heck yeah. All right. Well, I'll kick things off. So we're going to go backwards so you can guess along the whole way which one number one is. So first off, number 10 is the downtown Stockton Marina. Okay, that was a good sound bit.
Are you going to do that every time?
I don't know. I haven't decided since the response I got was not what I was expecting.
Yes. Well, you know. Yes, the downtown Stockton Marina.
Love it.
It's like 30 feet from our office right here. Yeah, it has been there since 2009. And did you know that it has 66 slips for boats and 1,400 linear feet of guest dock space?
Yeah, guest docks.
On both the North and South Shore. And it's probably the only marina in California where you can walk to a ballpark, walk to an arena, and walk to the movie theater all within 5 or 10 minutes. That's pretty amazing.
It's awesome. You could walk to things like the old Stockton Flavor Fest, too, at Weber Point Event Center, or come by boat to go to any sort of fun event that's happening at Weber Point Event Center. And it's very cool. And you look cool doing it, coming by boat. That's very dope. So that's if you see me giving you some sort of sailor salute from Weber Point Event Center, I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Is. You arrived via boat. Yeah, we love it. Right. We love it. All right, number 9.
It's the Stockton Cambodian Buddhist Temple.
There we go.
Wat? Also known as a Wat Damararam. It's Thank Damar. You, yes. If you look, Damar Aram.
Damararam. Wat Damararam Buddhist Temple. Out on the east side of town, it's got to be one of the most Instagrammable spots in Stockton. It's absolutely gorgeous, open to the public, free to go to.
Yeah.
They have huge statues of Buddha, and they're all jewel encrusted and painted. And I'll probably use that as the cover photo for this podcast, so everyone will get a little treat of what that temple is. Obviously, it's a spiritual place. We know some of our coworkers have visited, and then people of the temple have like invited them in to have meals and stuff, which is very cool. And they also have a really cool celebration. It's a Lao, Thai, and Cambodian New Year celebration that they do every April, which is also welcome to the public and people of all faiths. And it's a really cool way to experience that culture. So
yeah, I first went out there in 2007 And it was part when Huellhauser used to be a travel show, Huellhauser's Road Trip to California. He came and did a whole 1 hour episode on Stockton. And we went out there and he was just, it's amazing if you remember Huellhauser. but yeah, it's really cool. What I like about it, it's free. It's open during daylight hours. And it's kind of weird when you go out there, like, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? You can pretty much park and walk around. You just got to head towards the back. But yeah, there are active monks on there, kitty cats, all kinds of stuff running around there.
Chickens.
But it's a cool place.
I've seen chickens over there. Yeah, dig it. Dig it. All right. Number eight, good old Pixie Woods Children's Park over in Lewis Park area on the water.
Yes. Built in 1950. Four. So do your math. This year is
60th. 70th. Ian, well, I can't do math.
At least you started with I can't do math. I mean,
I did. Well, and that's, I saw a thing on Facebook or where it's like, how would you solve this math problem? And my comment was, I'd ask my husband. I don't know how you start this equation. I don't know it. Anyway.
So yeah, 70 years this year. And it is really such a special and unique place. Obviously, a lot of adults, if you don't have children, you may go out there for their annual wine and beer tasting that they do. But, I remember going there as a child. It is just a special place. It's got slides and rides. It's got a carousel, a train, a boat. But really, it's geared, I think, what do you think? Eight and younger, probably.
Oh,
seven.
Yeah.
It's definitely a younger kids children's park, but it is definitely special. Another place we brought, Huellhauser, was out there. But have a great volunteer group that the wine tasting is their fundraiser, and they just take amazing care of the grounds there. So it is a city of Stockton owned facility. It's typically open from May to
October.
Yeah.
Because they do a Halloween event. And they do a Christmas in July. I took my nephews this year. Yes. It was very sweet.
It's always so warm, that poor Santa.
Hey, I know. I was like, he might as well be like a Hawaii Santa.
Right. We're sure.
I don't get that, but you know what? I'm not on the board. Maybe one day, and then I'll shake things up. Good old Pixie Woods. All right. Number seven.
Seven.
So this is actually an experience at a location, which is the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience at the Stockton 99 Speedway.
Yeah. So this only happened. So I went to the website. I checked, right? Because I've never been to this, right? This year, they're making reservations for September for this event. But basically, it's your opportunity to get behind one of the NASCAR short track cars and do that quarter mile oval on a track that's been in Stockton since 1947. It's a NASCAR home track, and they're pretty active out there. It seats 5,000 people, and they get rolling out there. The Nassetti Group owns it and manages it. They're also known for doing the Asparagus Festival. So, yeah, it's the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience. So if you want to get behind a car, do whatever you do. September.
Praise Hail. No. What is it? Raise Hail. Praise Dale.
Oh, no. Your East Side Stockton just
number
came
three.
Out.
I was going to say I grew up right over there. We used to hear that thing all the time. They always have a lot of fireworks going on at the 99 Speedway. There's events that happen. Races all the time, like every Saturday during the season. And I guarantee you they serve beer in buckets there, which is my kind of evening. So
buckets
there you
of
go.
Beer.
Buckets of beer. All right. Back to the kids. Number six, the Children's Museum of Stockton.
What a special place. Spot,
the specialist.
So if you, you probably may have heard our episode on the Children's Museum of Stockton. If not, it's still there. You can go back and listen with their former director, Mary Ann. They have a new director now, but the same old great Children's Museum. It's really all, what do they say? Where every touch is a no-no, meaning K-N-O-W, K-N-O-W.
Oh, you never heard that's that? Cute. No, that's very cute.
It reads better than it sounds.
Yes, it does. I was like, oh my God.
But what did we just do? Oh, we did a photo shoot there recently. You know, they've got a fire truck, police car, a bus. They got a lot of hands-on exhibits, a old grocery store, a post office, a bank. So it's really, again, geared to those younger kids, but it's been around, it's got to be close to 30 years now. You know, as we mentioned in our podcast
it's been around when I was a kid,
episode, it was basically built to memorialize the loss of life that Stockton experienced during the Cleveland school shooting, which just recognized 35 years since that happened. So I think it's got to be almost 30 years old, but it is a truly, truly special place. And it's, 1,000 feet from our office.
We can just go do all these things in a day. What are we doing?
So anyway, yes, it's a great place. And still very affordable. And it's probably our number one place for school trips in Stockton.
For field trips, for sure.
From all over Northern California.
I mean, it's definitely not a go once thing too. They do a ton of special events. My nephews have been a bajillion times. So now they have like their old favorites where they like just pass by certain things. They're like, nope, not that. But here we go. They love the grocery store.
Young kids loved
the grocery store when I was going there.
They're different than adults. So like we can like go once and be like, cool.
I know,
kids can
so
go
bad.
Like every week, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right. Number five, we got the University of the Pacific, which I like that it's on the list because you're like, that's a school. And it's like, well, there's a lot of things
attraction for
the public.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
If you did not know a little factoids about University of Pacific, it is the oldest chartered university, private chartered university in California.
Lovely.
From 1851. It was the very first private chartered university, but it's been in Stockton since 1923. It was originally in the Bay Area, and it is probably most famous for like in pop culture for being the setting for the school for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh yeah,
but it is definitely an Ivy League looking school. It's absolutely a beautiful campus, and that's why it is one of the most visited places in Stockton, too. Number one, because it's a great university and lots of people come visit it, but also just lots of people want to walk around, and it's one of those campuses you can just kind of enjoy. People love walking their dogs or just exploring the university, and also they have athletics, who's been on our podcast, and they bring in a lot of visitors, of course, with basketball and water polo and all those amazing sports. But how many famous alumni can you name?
Oh God, I can name three,
but I can't
even name two of them by heart. Okay. Obviously Pete Carroll. Cause all I do is talk smack about Pete Carroll. And so I remember
him. He just lost his job. Feel sorry for the guy.
I don't. I kind of love it. And then number two is the lady who Anthony's obsessed with, and he's going to be so mad that I can't remember her name from Scream. Come on.
Janet Leigh. It's not Scream. It's called Psycho.
Okay, no, but...
you're right. So Jamie Lee Curtis is an
Jamie
alumni,
Lee Curtis.
But she only went there for one year.
And she
year.
Was not in Scream. Halloween. No,
Halloween.
Oh my God, Anthony, shut this up.
So,
and then her mom.
Yes, Janet Leigh is a graduate, her mom from Psycho. She was in the shower scene. Obviously a famous actress. Her daughter, Jamie Lee Curtis, with Tony Curtis, went there, but she left after another year for this acting thing. That she I know. So, yes.
I should know more. And that's bad.
So I'll mention a few more just so we can.
Jose Hernandez.
Oh, look at you.
Okay.
Jose Hernandez.
Because now I'm panicking.
Chris Isaac, for those who
didn't know
in the
Chris
music
Isaac
side.
Yeah.
Do you like the movie A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
So
the dad went there.
Yeah,
that's
Barry
right.
Barry McGavin is a graduate. Back to football. Tom Flores, former Raiders coach, Hall of Fame coach. He's in there. Back to music. Dave Brubeck.
Okay, I didn't know if Dave Brubeck actually went there or if we were just like obsessed with him. So we like name
both.
A street after him and all these. Okay, perfect.
We're
yeah.
both, yeah. He yeah, actually great. Met his wife, Iola, at the University of Pacific.
And that's
how we ended up getting his collection. Just Northern California history. So George Moscone, you know the name Moscone Center in San Francisco, right?
Yes.
Named after the Convention Center, was a former mayor. He was a graduate and actor Robert Culp. But there's a ton of alumni that are from the University of Pacific because it's prestige. And not even to mention people in tech and all kinds of. I mean, it has got a great donor base because it has a great alumni. But it is on our list at number five because it is a beautiful place to visit. And they have everything from an opera, a theater. They're going to start a TEDx series this year.
Oh, awesome.
They do, obviously they have the Jazz Institute there, plus sports. So make sure that you spend some time at the University of Pacific.
Just go walk around, like Wes said, too. You don't have to go to an event. It's just like a beautiful campus. And the bell tower goes off every hour on the hour. And then also at 12:30 and at 9:30. The 12:31 and the 9:31 are extra long and extra fun. So there you go. Because I can hear it from my house. It used to go off at 11 and it kind of bothered me. And now I miss it. Anyways, 11 p.m. though. It's kind of late for a bell tower.
All right,
number four, the Adventist Health Arena, formerly known as the Stockton Arena.
Yes, and
for those
obviously,
who might not, yep.
yeah, home to everything arenas do.
Yes.
Which is 100%. A lot. Ours 100%. Is a very busy arena. Isn't that isn't that comedian guy going to the arena who takes his shirt off?
Yeah, Bert Kreischer. You know, my whole squad's going. That's this month, actually. That's a shameless plug. So he go. It's Tucson. At the end of February. So
my brother just saw him in Tucson. But it's so those kind of shows, everything. I know you've seen Journey and
Journey there. I've seen comedy shows there. We've been to, I mean, basketball games.
Yeah. They home to the Stockton Kings, also our G League NBA team. Plus, they do Disney on Ice and
Harlem Globetrotters. I love that everything. One. Oh, monster trucks. Yeah.
It's a 10,000-seat arena, and it was part of our waterfront redevelopment. And it opened in December 2005. So it is just about to celebrate 19 years this year. And it's in great condition. And we are excited that Adventist Health came on with naming rights this year so we can all slip and go, oh, yeah.
Yes. No, there's nothing better than like living like 4 minutes away from a place where Bert Kreischer or whoever else is coming to. Like, I don't know. I feel very spoiled now. The programming at the arena has been much more fruitful. I mean, I guess I was gone for a long time, but it seems like there's just all sorts of things I'm interested in seeing. And I don't have to go to San Jose or Sacramento or wherever else anymore. Well, so
don't feed
do it at home.
Jason's ego, please.
Oh God. Jason, also don't listen to this episode. Yeah. We're talking about a different arena, Jason.
Yes. Yes. Kidding. Well, the number three facility is also managed by ASM Global, who manages the Adventist Health Arena and our number two location. Again,
that's true. But number three is Banner Island Ballpark, baby.
Yes.
The best.
Why Banner Island? Do you know the story about... Oh, we've heard that on a podcast.
We've talked about it on the podcast.
Yes,
Pop culture
have.
Moment.
I have no idea what episode that is.
Which episode was that on?
I have no idea. This is downtown Stockton? I don't know.
No,
but we did talk about how Captain Weber fired a cannon over to Banner Island because they were... The Confederate flag was hanging over there. And so anyway... it is nicknamed Banner Island, obviously not an island anymore, also known as the Stockton Ballpark, and I'm sure ASM Global is working on naming rights for that. But it is a beautiful single A, well now low single A, because you know minor league baseball went crazy, but home to the Stockton Ports, but also home to, in the winter now...
Ooh, Stockton Lantern Festival.
Yes.
That's right.
So. It opened in April of 2005, so it is about to celebrate 19 years in April. So I know, and that's another one that's they're actually about to do a bunch of renovations because of new requirements for Major League Baseball. So
honestly, kind of love that, but it also feels like very fancy when you're in there. They have a great like scoreboard screen and everything, and the like in-game entertainment is super fun. Whoever the he's in the leadership stalking class right now. The guy,
yeah,
who's, like,
he's the
hype
MC
man
for the Kings too. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Like high energy, very fun. I love going to a Ports game.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like a
Mick
Ultra and a baseball on a summer.
And some garlic fries and an ice cream. The ice cream's like the best deal in the ballpark. Yes. It's like $5 and it's a huge thing.
They
ice
load
cream,
it.
So.
I know.
Load it. Yes.
Yes, it really melts faster than you can possibly eat it. But it's
speak for yourself. I don't know.
It's set up really well to where there's never really a bad seat in the house there.
Yeah.
And it's got a beautiful downtown view too. Actually, you can see our office from the ballpark.
Yep.
But you can see the skyline of downtown Stockton and Weber Point from your seats at the ballpark. So definitely a great place to go. They also do a lot of travel ball stuff during the year. And they're trying to do more activations like concerts and stuff. So it's just a great ballpark. You know, we're lucky to have it for sure.
They also have really cool merch. I like love the Ports merch, like the sailor on the hat or like an asparagus. I don't know. Shameless plug, but go buy some stuff. All right. Number two. The old historic Bob Hope Theater.
Do you know when that opened?
The beauty of downtown. Oh, my God. In the 30s?
You are correct. It opened in 1930. Yes.
That means it is hold on. I got it. 1930, and it's 2024. It's old.
94
years old. Exactly what I was going to say. Wow.
Wow. Is it right? Wow is right. Yeah, you know, it was built at Fox, California. There are other Fox, California theaters. The closest to us is Oakland. They have a beautiful theater either. But I actually been to a Fox theater in Detroit. Very beautiful, too. Gorgeous facility. Cool. But it is one of those kind of 30s vibe. I mean, it's beautiful. It was renovated, gosh, probably over 20-something years ago and renamed the Bob Hope Theater. And it is one of the fine movie palaces in the Central Valley, if not all of California. When you go there, I think you're like, what the heck? Where am I? Because it's just so beautiful.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And that place really brings in some like top tier acts to the Bob Hope. Like when it reopened, I think they did the reopening after the renovation.
Yeah.
I want to say it was I think it was 2005. Because I remember because my friend's dad owned Angelina's and we had to do the catering for it. And it was very cool because it was Jerry Seinfeld. And then I got to see Jerry Seinfeld there last year. So that was my full circle Stockton moment. And he was incredible, obviously. But you're like, damn, Jerry Seinfeld still coming to Stockton.
It was great. It was probably went over better when the old Diamond opened the arena. But, you know, that's, we don't try not to talk about that. But
fair.
I've seen Ringo Starr there. I've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire there. I've seen all kinds of comedians there.
I saw Jerry Seinfeld and Steve-O in the same weekend. So where else can you have that kind of cultural experience in one weekend? Yeah.
2,000 seats, and it's just a beautiful place. And it also has a classic cinema series that
it
happens
sure
once a month. What do you know about that, Amy?
Oh, I know all sorts of things about the classic cinema series. So that program was brought about by the same organization that helped save the Fox Theater. So the group is called Friends of the Fox. They have an active Facebook page. And yes, once a month on a Sunday at 1 o'clock, they show some, you know, the most recent one was Back to the Future 2, which was very cool because Back to the Future 1 was such a success. They did that. They're going to be showing Ferris Bueller's Day Off in this year's circuit. I know. I love that movie. And they also, starting at 1:30, have an organist come in and play their mighty Morton organ. And this man comes in, I believe from the East Bay, to play it. And it feels so old timey and cool when you're in there. I cried the first time I went. That's like very typical Amy behavior to get all emotional about like, how sweet is this? We were seeing Strategic Air Command. Yeah, that's what it was very cool. But yeah, they're just playing like songs from the movie and stuff before. And it's very reasonable. You can buy tickets at the door. So it's very cool. Check out their schedule online. Friends of the Fox.
The one coming up in 2 weeks is Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you looked. I was like, I got to look up what it is.
And then Ferris Bueller's is March. Rear Window is April. And then they've got a lot of good stuff. They do a lot of Hispanic acts in there, which I think is amazing. They have some gospel. CC Winans is coming. And then some more. Daniel Sloss. I don't know him. He looks like a comedian, though. And Sesame Street Live.
Hopefully he's a comedian. God.
He looks like it. It's such a cool place. I remember as a kid, before it was renovated, obviously, in the 80s, there was always something going on there. I modeled on stage for the Quilters Club. And then there used to be a small black box theater on the second floor, and it was called the Hunter Square Actors Theater.
Where was it?
Well, this is a big up for debate because I was recently there filming a thing about the history of it with some students from Pacific, and we were trying to figure out. I mean, I walked.
Yeah, I was there. I went on a tour. No one showed. I didn't see a little black box.
I had been
all
over that building, but no one can figure out after the renovation where this was because the people who were involved, a lot of them aren't alive anymore. But anyway, the last show we did there was, I think, the one I was involved in was Bell, Book, and Candle. And it only seated like 25.
Well, do you think it's that like spot in the back where the bathrooms are on the second floor?
I don't think so. Because
those bathrooms
are original.
Old.
Yeah. Right. That's their original. So this theater would have blocked it. So I think it's on that. But if I remember, it's on the way back there. But no one can seem to tell me. So, but it was called the Hunter Square Actor Theater. So if anybody knows any history about that, let me know. But I did some tech work there as a high school student.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. And it's supposedly haunted.
Yes. Jason showed me, told me or showed me. Yeah, like an orb. Like they have some video recordings of like a weird floating orby thing, which I'm very into that stuff. So if anyone else has seen anything spooky at the old Fox Theater, let us know.
Yeah, it's our only haunted location on the list.
Damn.
I know.
Well, to be, well, you know what? I was going to say, Visit Stockton is on the TripAdvisor list, but we couldn't put ourselves on the list. So we had to take ourselves off, but yes, we did have a friend.
It is kind of weird that we are on the top 10 things to do in Stockton. But if you want to have a positive Stockton experience, of course you visit Stockton.
Yeah, of course.
Office.
And we'll let you know if we have any. I haven't had any ghosty stuff in the new office. It's big in here, though, and we all just scare each other on accident.
Maybe that rat we have is a ghost.
I know. The guy was here today and was like, because they can't find him. And they're like, is he like bleeding out somewhere? Oh, God, the rat. Anyways, yeah. Trauma. Trauma in the office.
We only have one, but he is.
We had one at the last one, too. Maybe we should just let them be. He's probably the ghost of the last rat from the old office.
Because we know how that ended.
God dang.
He's haunting us. Anyway, number one.
We deserve it.
You probably know what it is.
Of course. The Hagen Museum. The lovely Hagen. Stockton's crown jewel.
You ready for some math?
God, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, first of all, do you know what year it was built?
I know it's almost 100. So it must have been built in 20. Is it 100 this year?
No, no. It's got a few more years.
So it was built in 27.
In 31.
Damn.
Yeah. So that is 93 years.
Yep.
But
obviously.
Obviously. But they are having an anniversary this year because, you know, the Hagen Museum has the world's largest collection of J.C. Leyendecker's art on public display.
Sure,
and he is a highly collected artist who was a protege of Norman Rockwell and actually painted one more Saturday Evening Post cover than Norman Rockwell, 100 Saturday Evening Post covers. He's celebrating, this year is 150 years since his birth, J.C. Leyendecker. Oh. So there's a lot of J.C. Leyendecker activity happening this year and a lot of focus on the exhibit, but that is just part of the museum, which is basically 19th and 20th century fine art, both European and American, Bierstadt and, you know, all of the Bouguereau, some of the more Rosa Bonheur.
Look at you go. There's art.
There's art. And there's tractors. So
there's
yes,
tractors.
It's not only a fine art museum. Yes, it is a local history museum. So there is some Benjamin Holt tractors in there.
Caterpillar.
Stevens Boat Works boat in there. Plus some general history and a Native American exhibit downstairs.
There sure is.
But one of my favorite things there is actually their gift shop. It's such a cool little place to get a unique gift. It is a cool place. I don't know.
I love a museum gift shop. They always, yeah, there's always, I don't know, cool books, cool little trinket things.
Downstairs in the basement is the store. And also down there is their vintage fire truck exhibit. Which is got the very first fire trucks from Stockton down there. And then also down there near the Native American exhibit is the storefront exhibit. So anybody who grew up in Stockton, that's where you did your field trip. You saw the mummy, which is not there anymore. And you went downstairs and saw the old cigar shop, the old pharmacy, the old school.
It's so cute.
And the old iron blacksmith shop. So yeah, it is it's so
and
cute.
And the trunk. You tell them the trunk story. The lady who killed her husband, right?
Yes. There's Emma Ledoux is the name of the lady, and she was a woman who, I think the story goes, and forgive me, Susan, when you hear this, but it all came down to being caught because she had a trunk that was, I think she was already on the train. She had left town like with the trunk, and it started leaking, and kind of gave her away. I think that is, anyway, the trunk is on display. So if you Google Emma Ledoux, it was actually done on what was that Mysteries at the Museum show, and so they had the video streaming there of that. But we got to get that listed on Atlas Obscura. Remind me about that some.
All right,
because we do have a couple listings there. But Emma Ledoux's trunk is something of that kind of oddity that just part of that thing in Stockton to go check out the history. But they do events there. First and third Thursdays, they do
black
late
music.
Night open, and they get some crazy good acts in there.
Super,
I mean, they're super not cracking. But these are world touring acts, but they're just random folk acts, or like Guy Kurosawa just came back, the guitarist. So we had at Flavor Fest, he was just there again. They had handbells there recently, so they do those sort of things. They do a fundraiser called Hagen a la Carte, and then it's just a great place. It's where we have our holiday party for our stakeholders and stuff, and it's just a beautiful. Beautiful museum, and it's set in a beautiful place,
the old Victory Park.
Yeah, and it's It's been there for a long time, and it's going to be there a long time. And one of the other things that people don't know, I think it's like one of the only museums in California that it does not get any government funding. It's not supported by the city of Stockton. While it is in a city park, the museum has a long-term lease for its property, and it does not receive any funding. It's all based on members and donors. So
that's awesome.
Support your local museum. Actually, a museum membership makes a great gift. And you get in free, and you can go as much as you want. And actually, what is the first Saturday of the month is free.
There you go.
So,
you can go this Saturday. Exactly. And we have a great podcast episode with the executive director in the museum, Susan Obert. So you should go back and check it out. She is a delight to talk to, and she knows even more about the Hagen Museum than Wes does. So,
and the trunk.
And the trunk, exactly.
So was there anything that we missed? Obviously, Visit Stockton was on the top 10 list. We had to take that off.
So another one that was super, super close is the old Fruit Bowl, the Lucchetti's place off Highway 88 out towards Linden, still in Stockton, which is an amazing Stockton asset. If you are interested in agriculture in this area at all, they're a wealth of knowledge. They have a great cafe attached to their farm stand. One of the kind of quirky, cool things they do is they grow over 50 varieties of peaches out there so that you can have peaches like all season long. The pies are probably the most popular thing. Yeah.
Is the fruit bowl pie. And you can buy them baked already. You can buy them by the slice, or you can buy them frozen, take and bake. And they are open May through the end of December. So they hibernate from the first part of the year.
As they should, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they work so hard, Ralph and Deneen. They are just amazing. Ralph has been very generous to us over the years, letting us film out there multiple times because it's such a jewel right on Waterloo Road. So,
awesome.
Stop by, tell them Visit Stockton sent you.
Also make a great grilled cheese and chocolate milkshake. I know. I think sometimes about like how I've made it this far in life, because we would like ride our bikes on Highway 88 at like 13 years old to go to the Fruit Bowl to get grilled cheese and chocolate milkshakes. But I survived. I'm an East Side survivor. So,
for our listeners, if we miss something, you'll find this on Instagram, this post, or where, shoot us an email, tag us in something. Let us know if your favorite didn't make the top 10 list. Again, it's TripAdvisor's list, but we're just restating it. But maybe we should go out there and review something and help your favorite attraction get a higher ranking on TripAdvisor. But
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We could do another podcast that was just like viewer's choice or listener's choice.
Listener's choice.
Yeah, don't look at us.
That was fun. Really, I mean, it makes you appreciate. We have some great stuff in this town. And I think sometimes we take our own backyard for granted. And I think it's sometimes you got to do, what do they say? What do they call that? Take a vacation in your backyard. They have a name for it, though.
A staycation.
Staycation. Thank
you. There you go.
My God.
You would never know. He's been in tourism marketing his whole life. Yeah.
So yes, take a staycation in Stockton and make this top 10 list
a bucket
guide.
List.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Your bucket
list.
We love
it.
All right.
And if you're interested in listening more about the places that were mentioned on this list that have podcast episodes, please go to thisisstockton.com, or it would also be linked in the episode description. To see all the events on the city's largest event calendar, you can visit visitstockton.org. And once you're there, we encourage you to sign up for our weekly events newsletter. For supporting images and insights, follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have fun exploring.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.